Any of you willing to let the Lord just rain on you tonight? Amen. We had a tremendous time here last night, didn't we? If tonight's any better, just look out. Amen. We're just so excited about the service. Glad you're here. And certainly for the effort of all of our visitors that you have made to be here. May God bless you. We so appreciate what the Lord is doing. Just glad to be part of it, aren't we? Amen. Why don't you turn around? I know it's a little bit crowded, but shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church tonight. What a privilege it is. Sing that one more time, Brother Harry. Praise the Lord. Sounds good. Tonight, if you will just remain standing, we've got just a very few prayer requests tonight. Brother Gary Ayers, I want you to get ready to lead us to the Lord in prayer tonight on behalf of these requests. Sister Deanna Glenn says to please pray for Mary Lou Harrison. She is my sister-in-law's mother. They have given her 3 to 5 weeks to live for a very aggressive cancer. Please pray for the family. We just commit that need into the Lord. God's able to meet that need. Please remember Brother Eugene Kennedy, very weak, in a lot of pain tonight. Thank you, and may God bless. So let's remember Brother Eugene as we pray. Want to continue to pray for Sister Shirley Robbins, still having trouble with her back and having a lot of pain in her ear. So let's remember that tonight. Brother Diggs sends this in for Mike Willingham. He had a stroke. His daughter is getting married on Saturday, and it's his desire to walk her down the aisle. Let's pray for a supernatural touch from the Lord in his body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to turn in a prayer request tonight for Brother Junior Davis. He's going tomorrow after service to have fluid drained from his body, but he so wanted to be part of these services. And I praise the Lord for that tonight. Let's pray for Brother Junior Davis tonight. Amen. Brother Gary, God bless you. You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about. We just commit these things unto the Lord. Brother Gary, God bless you. Good to see you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's pray for our Heavenly Father. We're praying to the Lord together around the Word of God tonight. Lord, in these great promises of the Word, you promised that we was already healed at Calvary. Would only just believe that, Father. So, Lord, we commit every request that our Brother Louis has spoken of tonight, and Lord, all the unspoken requests too, Lord, that's a need in our hearts, Lord. And we all have great needs tonight. That's why we're here. We come, Lord, you might speak and our needs might be met, Father. We pray for Brother Donnie, Lord, and his church, God. And Lord, their stand they've taken for the gospel, Lord. But we know your prophet said if we would stand for you on that day, you would stand for us. And so we pray for our brother. You would touch him, Lord. And Lord, the brother be ministering tonight. We pray, God, that you would come on the scene and bless him, Lord, in a mighty way. May your great word have preeminence in this service tonight. Every song, everything that's done, may it be done for the glory of God.
Thank you once again for this hour in which we live and the great prophet messenger which you sent us, Lord. And when the wheel was open, when you died there at Calvary, the wheel was open. But it took a prophet to read and tell us the contents of the wheel. And all the promises belong to us tonight, Lord. So we just claim them promises now in Jesus' great name. Amen.
Amen.
Just a few minutes ago, we want to pray for Brother Gary Ayers, too. He's got to go for heart catheterization this week, I believe it is. So let's just pray that he'll do well. And ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord if you're visiting. And we've got so many visitors tonight. God bless you. We're glad you're here. All those that are streaming tonight, I pray this service will be a blessing to them. Let's sing a song tonight. Something. And I thank God for something. Keeps holding me. Are you glad about it tonight? Let's sing about it tonight if you will. Something keeps holding me every day I see, helping me painfully overcome my
is the strength I need to keep me.
Say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more hair clap of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Thank you for singing so good. Brother Joseph, God bless you. We enjoyed him playing, didn't we? Praise the Lord. He's got to be going back in the morning, I think. He's not going to be here for the morning service, but we wanted to hear him play again tonight. Give him a nice hand as he plays for you tonight.
God bless you. I would like to praise our Lord Jesus Christ with an instrumental. It's folkloric music from where I'm from Colombia, South America. So it's called The Little Bird.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you enjoy that? Let me make just a couple of quick announcements for you tonight. He has some CDs that are available for you in the library, and I'm sure everybody would want one. Also, Brother Charlie's book, some folks at the pavilion today wanted to know about his book. Those are available also in the library. Now, I believe somebody might have got sick here in the service, and Brother Fred is in the lobby dealing with that. Let's stand tonight, if you will. We'll sing just a little quick chorus as Brother Fred comes onto the platform. Let's sing a little bit more of Let It Rain, Brother Harry, as Brother Fred comes tonight. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a great big hand clap. The enemy is busy. And he would love to do anything he can to interrupt the progress of God. But Satan needs to know he can't do it. He's fighting a losing battle. Can the church say amen? I come to have church. And my sister back there in the restroom that's going through this situation with the devil, I'm going to speak to it now. Be thou made whole. In the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. If you can believe that, all things are possible to them that can believe. Man. So God bless you. I'm just going to believe that God will touch her tonight. And she'll be right back in service as soon as they get her blood pressure and stuff straightened out and find out what's going on back there. But I already know it's the devil. Somebody told me one time, says, I'm sick, and the doctor said, I've got some kind of infection. He didn't give it a name. I said, let me give it a name right quick. It's the devil. When the doctor don't have a name for what's ailing, you just remember, it's the devil. And then you tell the devil, come out. And Brother Brown said, if you believe, it'll have to leave. Is that true? Amen. You might be seated now. I'm not going to prolong time. You know, preachers love to talk. I got what you call a talker. I want to talk, and I'll get started, and it's no good. It's time to sing now and get the preacher out. Because it is so good. I'd like for Life Tabernacle to stand up just one quick. All the Life Tabernacle. Let Life Tabernacle to stand up, because I want... Everybody in Life Tabernacle. Man. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm not going to ask Brother, I'll let Brother Larry handle that, but to Life Tabernacle, thank you for all that you do, traveling up and down the highways, and me and Brother Larry, we kind of combine all the time and do this, and Brother Ben is supposed to be getting in with his folks. He might get in just in time for the word, but we're doing this for a purpose, because we love that man right there. It's the truth. He is my brother. A lot of people say, how in the world he's your brother and he white? We come from the same planet. I'm gonna tell y'all some things that I ain't never told Donnie about Donnie. Did you know Donnie is 57 and I'm 57? Did you know Donnie was left-handed and I'm left-handed? Did you know Donnie can sing and I'm trying to sing? He got something on me. I will say this, him. He can play the guitar and I can't. But I got sons that can. He got a beautiful wife and I got a beautiful wife. He can preach and I can preach. We are demon slayers. From the outhouse to the White House to heaven, we whip demons. And we will not be defeated. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity in this life to meet him before the rapture takes place. I want the whole world to know it was a great blessing the moment that me and him contact one another. It's been a blessing from the time I met him. Y'all ought to appreciate him more up here. I'll tell you, he's a mighty warrior for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, there's a young lady here that come from Brother Gibbs Church and seen her today, and her name is Sister Kim. I'd like for Sister Kim come to give us a rendition of a song. Come, Sister Kim.
Strong and very courageous, dispossess the inhabitants of your land. I have given you this promise and this time to take your stand. You got to drive out the enemy so your loved ones can go free. And little by little, you gain the victory. Now you got rights in the Holy Spirit. And you've been given full authority in my name. And there's no time left now for crying. It's a shame to complain. You got to get that devil off of your mind. Thank you.
That's all right. You don't have to come in bunches, just little by little. Jesus, he don't have to get hit hard, just a little hit. Just a little hit every now and then. He'll come down. I'd like for Brother Elijah, Brother Fred Jr., Brother Josh, and Brother Tony to come to the platform, because several of Brother Diamond people has been saying, get Brother Tony to sing again. And this is a more than one request. So come on, Brother Tony. This young man, he's a deacon in our church. I've been knowing him about 2 or 3 years, maybe a little bit longer. But God's given him a gift. Amen. He made a CD and he can really sing, so. It's good to have him. I think that's all that sang with him. The song that the sister requests over and over again is, what is it, Brother Tony? In my heart. It's in my heart. How many got in your heart tonight?
Church and you come to serve, you need to do it from your heart. Let me get a little participation. Put your hands together. That's it.
Way down on the inside,
to serve the Lord.
Y'all listen to this right here.
I said I've been singing for such a long, long time. Said I'm not gonna give up. I said I got a made up mind. I've been lied on,
mistreated
by my so-called friend. If I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Yes, it is. It is in my heart.
It's in my heart to serve the Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart to serve the Lord.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
Said it's in my heart.
Said
it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
God taught me how to love. The reason I
praise
it. I said the reason I praise it.
Say the reason you do.
I said the reason I praise it.
Say the reason you praise.
I say the reason I praise
it. Say the reason you praise.
Say the reason I praise it.
It's in my heart.
Oh, the reason we praise
him. It's in my heart.
Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yes it is.
It's in my heart.
I say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
I say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
I say the reason I do it.
Now I see some of y'all ain't clapping. So the ones that ain't clapping, it must be ain't in your heart this afternoon. But if you ain't got no joy this afternoon, why don't you look to the left or the right? You see somebody else clapping? Why don't you shake their hand? Maybe some will rub off on you.
Say the reason I do it.
Say it.
Say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
Say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
Say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
Say the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
Oh, the reason I do it.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yes it is.
It's in my heart.
I'll be
serving the Lord.
Ain't got it.
I said the reason I do it
is in my heart. I said the reason we do it. I said the reason we do it. Cause it's in our heart. It's in our heart. God taught us how to love. And it's in our heart. He gave us love. And it's in our heart. It's in my heart.
Oh,
it's in my heart. I'll be
serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Diggs. Brother Diggs. While they're standing, come, let's break every chain. Come on, Brother Diggs, and break every chain. I know you. Give Brother Diggs a big hand as he comes.
to sing this one with my daughter, Jasmine. Come on up. I know y'all sing this at Happy Valley too. Amen. We just sing it a tad bit different. But I'm sure we all can blend in somewhere. Amen.
Break every chain.
This brother has been up here too. Maybe seated before we get ready for Brother Larry to come. This brother been up here two times already, and Brother Chisholm will be back with us tomorrow. And before I come out and preach, I'm going to let him say, but this brother come all the way from Georgia. He sits quiet, and his whole family is musically inclined. It's Brother Ross' son, the late Brother Ross' son. So this time I want him and his son or him himself to come up and because he can play every instrument. So Brother Ross, would you come up here and give him a song before Brother Larry come? Give Brother Ross a hand. Over there.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes. As we get ready for the word, we also like to thank Brother Donnie's church, because we're getting ready to leave. Some leaving and all tomorrow, and some leaving tonight, and just different ones going back to their prospective places. Thank you for the lovely meal you put together for this meeting. We thank you. Amen. The entire church. I don't eat much sweets, but I slipped me some sweets home. I went on the Daniel fast. I lost 22 pounds, and I told my wife, I won't go back to the old Fred Mullins. I got up, I couldn't even button my vest up. By the grace of God, I can button my vest now. And I made her a promise, I won't go back to the old man eating like that again. So I cut me a piece of cake just to snip on little bit by little bit. So thank you for all the great food you cooked and the hospitality and everything. Amen. Brother Larry, the group won't come up and sing as he come out. I'm going to get out of the way. But there's a special lady in here. The enemy's been fighting me and trying to disturb some things. But there's a great lady in here. And I don't ever talk about a whole lot. Maybe if I talk about it a little bit, the devil will leave us alone. My wife is with me. And I never try to sing with her. I don't have a, when I was on the evangelist field, she'd sing for me and she'd make me look good. Well, before I come out and preach tomorrow, I'm going to get her to sing with me, but I'm going to be quiet while she sings. And I'm making the devil mad right now, because he knows if he can play my mind about my wife, me and her getting a little ill toward one another, I can't think straight, because he know how much I love my wife. And I'm making the devil mad right now. I do love my wife. Best lady in the whole world. Brother Donnie thinks he got the best. Brother Louis probably thinks he got the best. But I know I got the best in the whole world. Amen. I'll let them do their own bragging, but I do. I appreciate my wife, and I hope you appreciate yours. You can't get a nothing. If you're thinking about leaving, change your mind, because you can't get a nothing. And she can't get a nothing. So I thank God she did an outstanding job raising my four children. And now we got 9 grandchildren, and she's up raising them. I think she deserved to be praised for that. So at this time, I'll introduce to you Brother Larry Nichols. And it's going to be up to him how he do it now with his kids. But he got his whole church choir with him. It's up to him now. But I'm turning the service over to Brother Larry. Again, let's give Brother Dine and church a big hand as Brother Larry Nichols comes. God, how many enjoying yourself? Somebody ought to testify. I said somebody ought to testify. For God I live, and for God I die. Somebody ought to testify. Oh. Why? bless you. Need to be seated. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Good evening, friends. Amen. Certainly, you find it in a joy to be here with you again. By the grace of God, just know that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God bless you. Reaching the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God again for Pastor Donald Reagan. God bless you again to Pastor Fred Mullins. Again to all of the pastors and visitors and friends. Good to be here with you here in Tennessee.
Amen.
Nice. Amen. God bless us in that we travel in that up the hills and down the hills and ears sort of popping. What's going on here now? But we made it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God again for His word. Thank God for last evening. Amen. Thank God we enjoyed the word. Certainly, Brother Pastor Brother Diggs, evangelist. Isn't he wonderful? I tell you, he's a evangelist, isn't he?
Amen.
He's a real evangelist. Amen. God, thank God for the gift in his life. Amen. I said, we're the pastor. Amen. So I'm not Brother Diaz now, but I love the word. Don't take your time to thank God again for your being here. I think God's seen our wife here. God is with us in the Strick family from Husky, North Carolina. God bless you. Thank God for the saints in there, the church, fresh their way that came in there and looked over the plate, try to find some of them. I said, there's some right there. And, amen. There's some right there. Okay, all right. Thank God again for the Strick family, also the family of that home and then on the internet, and that's really screening the service. Thank God you've been here. That the grace of God. Amen. And we thank God again for the revealed word of this hour.
Amen.
I come humbly because I realize, amen, we have the greatest nestors
yes, sir.
That ever, amen, touched the earth.
Amen.
And for the call tonight, I am just so grateful to know that one in a million.
All right.
I was one. In a million. I have not yet been able to figure it out. I either got to come to grits or real quick, why me? Because I look at my failures. I look at my inability on myself. But I remind myself, from God said, God can do nothing, your own ability. So that kind of makes me feel a little better, Brother Donnie, since he told me that he can't do nothing on your own ability.
Right.
So we know we hear that grace of God.
Yeah.
And for the call tonight, we thank God again for you, the bride of Christ, the elect of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
And for the call tonight, I'm just humbled to be here with you and be able to accept the fact that God is the same God and to know that He is the same God.
That's right.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And one thing I think God let you know that this is not something that man can put in you. I learned more that it's not just something that I can talk you into. Because if they can, they'll talk you out of it. And I'll find it today that seeing this brother down, then they haven't talked into it. Because then they've now been talking out of it. It showed that there really was never a revelation. The voice of God spoke to you as an individual. But when God speaks to you as an individual, God, then you know that you know that you know. That you know. And not something that you can imagine. Something you can figure it out. No, no. It's the revelation of God puts upon your heart. By the way, when the DNA of God meets the blood of Him, it's a blood type. And you know you came from God. any of every act that you know that you came from God. How do you believe you came from God? Well, you are not brother and not sister. And that's why I believe today to strengthen the cause of who he is and what he is in my life, that's why I love him so. I love him so. Amen. You got to help me do a song, huh? I'm trying to do a song. I don't know. Help me sing a fresh song. I don't know the verse, but you kind of take it over. I got a song tonight, kind of. Can you settle? Choir, we couldn't help us on that as well. You don't mind? Quickly. Quickly. Amen. Just stand right down there. You stand right there. You'll be okay. You'll be fine. Just help us sing it, Larry. Help us sing it. We're living in a very serious, stressful hour.
Yes, sir.
Stressful. And then people, even looking back in there to younger years and dogs going back to their vomit. Somehow or another, in there, they've been desensitized by the enemy. See, it is sensitizing them to think that God, he's not the same, he's the same God. He's Lord and able to do exceedingly. And abundantly, the Lord will ask us things according to the power that working in us, he says. So I believe God, how about you? Listen to the word of the song, you don't mind. Listen to the word of the song.
Come on, Father. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. This is not his
eye. Come on, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We press on.
We press on.
If you will, go on to the word of the Lord. Thank God again for the fellowship here with you. I enjoy the Lord thus far. Thank God for being here with us.
Let us go to the throne of grace. Father, I want to thank you again, God, for the time we have come together, Lord, to fellowship around your word. We come, Lord, humble, Lord, rely, God, that it's the call of who you are. And God, what you have already done for us. We say, grant us this opportunity, God, to be here, Lord, to stand before your wife, daddy of the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, somehow, Lord, you had given the Lord favor, Lord. And Lord, we take this very seriously. Lord, this is your wife. And realize, God, every word that I say, God, is a seed. And God, I don't want to plant any wrong seed in the womb of your wife. God, help us now. We stand, God, as a vessel unto honor. I pray, sanctify, and lead for us not to use. And realize, God, all things, God, is in your hands. So, Lord, direct, God, my thoughts now. That I only speak according to the oracle of thy word. Lord, I don't want my flesh to be here involved. Because, Lord, we know that ring of the flesh, God, there's nothing good in the flesh. So, Lord, let your spirit and Holy Ghost take control. And, God, you have preeminence now. You get glory, Lord, I pray. In the name of the Lord, and not I to hear. But, Lord, you know you come on the scene. And manifest yourself, God, again. In the name of Jesus. Manifest thyself, Lord. Glory to God, if I manifest myself, God, I'm just a man, God. I'm not the Lord. Come on the scene, I pray. Manifest yourself. Somebody have a need right now. Somebody have a need in the building. Somebody need deliverance. Somebody need saving grace. Somebody need awakened. Somebody need an awakened hour that we live, Lord. Help, and I pray now. Help us, Lord, I pray now. That our will be done tonight. In earth as it is in heaven. And God, we give you praise, give you glory. And ask it all in Jesus' name. Thank you now. Amen. And amen. And thank God. Give God praise. You love him tonight. Give God praise. If you will get your Bibles, and then I ask, then kind of in between two different messages, ask God to take control, direct our heart to get what you please unto him. Amen? Because I realize we live in a late hour. And certainly I have nothing in my spirit to entertain you. Sometimes I think we become too much entertaining. And entertainment only stimulate the flesh. And it does not work. I'm a pastor, okay? I'm a pastor. So you know, from God's sake, you know, America, you know, people are a little entertainment. You know, you have to be very careful, you know, because sometimes it's entertaining. That's not what it's all about, you know. It's God getting the glory. And God finding his place in us. Then he is glorified. Not I, but Christ is glorified. And I leave tonight as my emotional judge is, as I came to the Lord, you be glorified. We say in the song sometimes, Lord, in my life, you be glorified. God, in your church, you be glorified. We're in the church, the body of believers. We in God's well. To fulfill his purpose and his cause. Right. Not mine, but his. Please say amen. So amen. It's getting in prayer. And because again, I say in the high school, North Carolina, we find out a lot of times and to the love and to the entertained. And it does not work in this hour that we live. It really takes either a concentration and dedication from oneself. That when we offer to God our singing, our prayer, our life, that he'll God receive it.
That's it. Yeah.
There's a lot of vain worship going on. Our prophet said, now, if God not receiving your glory or your honor from you, then he said you're worshiping the devil. Because God don't receive it, then who will receive it?
That's right.
Make you feel proud.
That's
get
right.
You look it up. Yeah. Pop up. Devil receive that.
Glory.
When you humble yourself, I say, God and not I. Paul said, the life that I now live, and not I, the Christ. He said, I live that deeply. It's a revelation. To know then either it is not you, but it's Christ now has taken control of the whole man or the whole woman. And you just being an instrument that God can use for his glory. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I decided God you need for his glory. But right, friend, I'm nothing tonight. But God, he's not everything. He's not all tonight. And we need him more than ever in this late hour. We're living in a late hour. I'm sorry, I keep standing. God bless you. Amen. So now I said, Nick said right at home, I will. In book of Acts, the second chapter here. Looking at the second chapter of the book of Acts. Now they're going to read it at the 27th verse. God help us. Good to be here. Amen. I believe you love the word. Yes. The Bible says Acts 2 and 22. As I begin reading. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him then delivered by the determined counsel. Him then delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. Ye have taken, and thy wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, had loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. By God, again, Lord, that you've left that word, anoint us, God, afresh, anoint the hearer. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Get thee seated in front of the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. I'd like to follow up with another scripture in the book of, further in the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. God is good, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm looking now at the 25th verse, Acts 4:25. And the Bible said thus, who that the mouth of thy servant David had said, why did the heathen rage and people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou had anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. May God bless me in the word again. I like to you for a subject I had in the notes there. Deliver thy determined counsel. The subject is thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. I'd like to think on quickly here on a very familiar verse of scripture over in the book of Matthew. Anytime Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And the Bible says here in Matthew 6:9 says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I didn't take note on the subject, thy kingdom come. We know tonight that certainly that Satan and all they had tried to somehow to destroy the kingdom that Satan thought he wanted for himself.
Right. Right.
Bible says Satan wanted to be like God. I want to be like God, like the Most High. So Satan started, he wanted a kingdom because he saw the power of God then at work.
Right.
Even though he knew that he was not a creator,
right.
But a perverter.
Amen.
But the car hit fire, the Bible says Satan got lifted up. For the car, he sought in there how to be like God.
Yes.
Well, we understand in there, and all of this in there are taking place in there, you know, in there, God is still in charge. God will order his word to produce exactly what God had in his mind.
Right.
According to the word, well, God had his mind in there, and would elect he was chosen by God to be here in this age.
Right.
To testify that he is God.
Amen.
Not to call over our religious works.
No.
Or our religious in there doing that we do many times. No, but a life. Now, I know I thought that people get quiet talking about the life. But pray God said, listen, Satan don't care how much you pray, how much you can fast, but it's that life. It's not that life on display. Because this is the token hour. And Satan knows in there that once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, thy kingdom come. In where? In earth. Now, we're not talking about that dirt out there. Come on, laying out there here in Tennessee here. But the dirt.
Yeah.
Where the earth? Well, there's some dirt right here. I'm looking at tonight.
Right here.
There's a whole lot of dirt in here tonight.
Right.
Don't, I'm looking at right here now.
Amen.
Father God said, you worth up 84 cents.
Right.
Right. Maybe so you're a little larger, maybe 85 cents. But it's all earth. Jesus said here, teach your disciples, thy kingdom come in earth.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Let it know tonight, God had a prophet in there to pray for a kingdom.
Yes.
Where did a kingdom, where God dwell in land,
yes,
to do his will.
Yes,
God help us tonight. God help us tonight. Unimagined, from God said here, talking that he said, now, it's a scene here tonight, don't you understand? And every spiritual happening is a sign from God.
Right.
Notice, you see, watch every spiritual happening. Everything that happens in it is a sign. Not here the accident. These things just don't happen without accident. It is a sign. Otherwise, whatever God does is God produces something for his purpose, for his cause, and for our behalf. For God is mindful of his children. God is mindful of what he has spoken concerning you now before the world was. God is mindful. And for that call, God always had his mind, I have a kingdom right here in the earth. And Satan can't stop that. Because God is in control, he has a kingdom right here in the earth. Where is the kingdom? A king rule in a kingdom. Somebody tell God, thank you. Oh, Father, a little while you don't mind. Father, just a little while here. Brother, what is the kingdom you ask me if you will? Well, I hear it says in the dictionary say that kingdom is, could he call it a territory, ruled by a king or a queen? It's a realm or domain, dominion, an empire, principalities, okay, it could be a land, a nation, a state, whatever. It could be also could be a person under control of a king, of a thing.
Right.
I don't know if you know tonight, who is in control of your life? Why don't you know you are predestinated for you to be one that God can rule in where you have a kingdom in you? God, for the fountain of the world, chose you to live in and you'll be his kingdom. Kingdom of God is where? It's in man. Jesus said he decides the kingdom of God what is within you. It's the Holy Ghost. I didn't say a ghost. If the Holy Ghost is in you of the truth, then God has resided in your in a kingdom right in your earth. Oh, nine on nine. Somebody tell God, thank you. Listen to this. Listen to this now. You say, brother, where's the kingdom? Again, it's a territory ruled by a king and influenced by him.
All right.
Oh, my. Coming home now. A kingdom. Hello. Is a territory that a king and influenced by him.
Sir,
Who's your king tonight? Whatever you need to flow it back, that's your king. Oh, I get quiet now. Whatever is rooted in your life, it's upon your king. Because God said only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And one out of two tonight is rooted in your life, of the influence of your life. A kingdom is a territory ruled by a king and influenced by him. Oh my, I pray tonight that my king, the only influenced by is Jesus Christ. Which is the word that's saying yesterday, today and forever. I pray tonight our lives is influenced by him. Not the cause of the pastor, brother Fred, brother Don, but influenced by him. And the cause, oh my God. I caught something right there. He's not a brother random. Influenced by Christ. This is going to be your king tonight. It influenced your life. Where you think. Where your desire is. What you love. Hello. What you feed on. That's it. I think influenced by the king. The king. The king. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Oh my, because somewhere or another there's influence tonight over your life by a king. Listen now. It's not ruled by a prime minister or a president. The key influence is the territory by his action. Don't miss that now. The key influence, the territory by his action. Character and lifestyle. You might fool the pastor sometimes. You might fool your wife sometimes. But there's a sword that's a king in you, rooted, it runs in you. It can be manifested. And in the Edenite time, or the Nessus, where you are, will be on display. Because God has allowed every seed bring forth of their kind. Wherever you did in front of that tonight, it will show forth. I call it a king ruling you. But I pray you a deep king. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Listen carefully now. Listen. Go a little further and watch. In the kingdom, everything is owned by the king. No wonder the Bible said, Jesus said, you're not your own. You're broke with a price. In the kingdom, the king ruled. Everything is his. The Lord is him. He influenced our lives. Thank God for DT. Influenced my life. Day by day. Day by day. Influenced my life by the word. For the word is rude. And the words of your king. Uh-oh. I know that time we have so misunderstood that if not a man here that only influenced by, which I know God used them, but it's the influence of the word. The words must influence our lives. Then it will connect us with the king. The influence of the words is a call of God to his elect. He said, now elect will hear my voice. And a stranger will not follow. Because it's the influence of the word you're hearing for your king, the king, Jesus Christ. And when he dies, he's going to abode in you. Then he becomes his kingdom. He said, Lord, dwell in me. Live in me. Walk in me. Talk to me. What about you, the influence of the king? This is your desire. This is your desire tonight. To have the influence of the king. And he rule over our lives. Oh my, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Look what he said here. Listen, come, listen now. Everything is owned by the king. The properties, the buildings, the cars, the wealth, the land, everything. He even owned the people of his citizens. Therefore, since the king owned his citizens, he is responsible for their welfare. Glory! He is responsible for their welfare. Oh, what a place tonight to be. Knowing that the king, he take care of me. He is not Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rosa. He's not everything. He take care of me. Working on his. I'm his. He's going for my life. He said, get all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He's responsible. I told you in a high school, I said, listen, if you are the wife of Jesus Christ, then why are you scared? Why are you scared? When you say he your husband, he your king, and then you belong to him, so why are you scared? Well, he's responsible for your life. He is responsible for your life. What is called? You didn't choose him, he chose you. And it gave you. When it's ours. Somebody say amen. He chose you. He didn't choose him, he chose you. He is responsible for your life. Oh my, that give me such a rest. Yes. And the Bible say, unto him that able to keep you from falling. Amen. I tell you, talking, listen, I don't keep myself. He keepeth me. Yes. I remember Father God said when he was going through his crisis of life, that when his wife had died and they were laying in the hospital, and devil was getting to talk to him. Devil didn't talk. He said, and devil telling you, yeah, you go all the world praying with people. He said, yeah. And devil told him, all of a sudden, you know, he said that day, every curtain would close.
That's right.
And the devil was talking to him, and he was listening. He said, what the devil said was true. But then at the last point of his life, that when something stepped out, it wasn't him, it was the inside. Or the inside. You can't fool the nonsense. I don't care how low you get. If there's a seed of God in you, it'll rise up. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through tonight. If there's a seed of God in you, it'll rise up. You know what? The resurrection power is in you to rise up. And take a position in the word. What it called? There's a king in you. Hallelujah. The wise son of father said, we got it to the place in him said, oh, devil, God give us.
That's right.
The Lord take us. Bless it. There were not flesh. There were a king in him. Hear me? And God was attempting his kingdom. God was attempting his kingdom. And yet tonight, the king is in you. He will attempt his kingdom. Can't meet another man. The book of Hebrews said 12:27-28 said this. And this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things that are shaken. Oh, as the things that are made, those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, we receive a kingdom. Brother Donald, where those dollars at? Now they're saying, no, I don't need them that kind of for. Where are those doubters? Where are those scoffers? Where are those unbelievers? We have a kingdom that cannot be moved. Mine, we have a kingdom that cannot be moved. I don't care what they said, she said, or the preacher said. Make no difference. We got a revelation. That upon this rock, I'll deal my church and the gates of hell shall not. Shall not prevail against it. What's it called? We got a kingdom and a king shall over the kingdom. It cannot be moved. So now I don't read it. Now I need to say it again. This kingdom that God had raised up in a people that he foresaw, predestined, God foreknowledge. He called you. He said, I justify you. I glorify you. This kingdom that the king said cannot be moved. Hold on. You said, Brother Larry, you just don't know the I don't figure out now that the thing Father said, he wants that amount of money. What are you talking about? It was not the voice of a man. It was Christ. The voice of Christ. What it happened is, can I preach you a few minutes? Brother Larry said, don't watch the messenger. Watch the message. You lost the focus. You began to look at the man. Like me and you.
Right.
You forgot. It wasn't William Franklin
Nessus.
That's right. It was Christ. You were on a vessel. But listen, I just ordered down. He came close. I was near him. He just came close. He just used me. You are not worthy of his voice. For the call. Don't watch the Nessus, he said. Don't watch the Nessus. Watch the Nessus. Every messenger had faults and failure in this state. But it was not a man. Oh, my. You lost your focus. And what here I couldn't find out. Here what I found out. Just listen to it. Here what I found out. That y'all folks listen to those don't have a vindication on their life. Some bastard preacher. Some bastard grandson. I ain't scared to preach. Hello. Backslidden. Don't in a church. Never had a Holy Ghost. Hello. Backslidden. You need to tell me. You listen to that. No special vindication. You listen to that. It tells me something about you. Those that in Christ that has a king rule over that kingdom cannot be moved. And then you know Eric Susie the God got a teller on the inside. Hello. When the devil bring all that trash and God put in you, you can't receive it. Because you're not a godly king. You got something you to keep on. I can't receive that. It don't sound at me. It don't look at me. Because you're not a chicken. You're an eagle. You're an eagle. Come on, little fry. You're an eagle. An eagle don't eat, chicken don't eat, eagle eat anything. Chicken eat anything. You don't eat anything. Why, you're an eagle. You're in a day to feed on fresh manna. Well, the cock is here. Just put the eagles together.
world that we're living in now?
Yes, sir.
I saw you listen to them dastard preachers.
Good, good.
Some dastard and lame them.
That's right.
Never had the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Never had the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Never had the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Our Father said the Holy Ghost cannot go against itself. And our Father said, "Bride, do not persecute bride at the reprobate." Uh-oh, somebody got quiet then. Somebody got quiet then. I need to say that again. Bride, don't persecute bride. For the cause, the kingdom that God is raising up now in our, we are a mighty army. It's a supernatural army. And the devil can do nothing about it. You know why? We came from God. I'm going back to God. For the cause, he is the king. He has brought my life and everything. It's a guarantee. Hello, somebody. If you're part of Christ, you shall be raised with him. You shall reign with him. We in right now. The message is going forth already. The shout here already going forth. We're hearing the voice of God for our day. It's calling us out of that sin of unbelief and doubt and fear. We're hearing the voice of God. Calling that to himself. Which is the word made flesh again.
Yes,
in our day. So I give God a praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's kingdom come. I was looking at something, you know.
Hallelujah.
I did a little research there. Look at the messages and the thing that historically has said. I found out many kingdoms, empire had rose up.
Yep.
Through the ages of time.
Right.
Many had rose up.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Right.
But I found that everyone that rose up by the instruction of man failed.
Yes.
I kind of found that Satan was their king. Many empires and kingdoms have rose up, but they failed. And I found out that there's still a little research there said that many aspect of the succession of world ruling empire were revealed to Daniel in a later dream. I know Daniel was given a dream. And the four empires, you know, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, and you know, and the Greek, and so forth, etc. But there was one that came up that he saw. The laid our hand with a stone.
That's right.
The light. That stone that took over the rest of the other empires. Well, I thought that the influence of this word. It's a revelation. If God give you a revelation of this word, it's a stone.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to me. That revelation will destroy all those past doctrines. All those past little kingdoms that you had within your own mind, your own way of thinking, it will destroy it. Some of you came out of those kingdoms with all kind of false doctrines. You don't tell you the truth. And you used to reign in that kingdom. And you thought you had something that was very strong. But thank God for grace. Dame within the very gene that was already in you. When it got quickened by the word, it rose up. And let you know, God said, I'll raise up a standard. A standard that will destroy the work of the devil. A standard that will destroy the kingdom of the devil in our lives. Didn't I hear you do it?
The revelation of God, he said, he'll upon this rock, I'll build my church. And against the hell shall not prevail against it. It destroy all kind of false things, all kind of false teachings. It will destroy it. It had destroyed. For the cause, that stone. For God calls it down, he said, a stone confession. To know that I am a believer of this word. And the devil can't take it from me. Listen for the learning. Why is it so? Well, we know Satan is the god of this age. And he rules. Satan be yet ruling.
That's right.
And as we near the end, the call of the desensitizing, that's the word I use in the time now, desensitizing. To how people let us in the tell them that he's not the same God. Hello, somebody.
Right. Okay.
Not to let the devil tell them, well, you know, this is, you ain't got to do all of that. Oh. We got a new revelation now. Oh, yeah? Because we found out that everything from God said, it really, he got from somebody else. Oh, yeah? Well, you forgot what he said. You forgot what he said. Oh, get quiet now. He said, all I can't do is gather all the loose ends. Gather all the loose ends and bring it together into one loaf. Well, because the king ruled in the kingdom and he called for you. A dwelling place. And their kingdom cannot be moved. But let me tell you even now, I'm cracking the clothes. Listen to me carefully.
Please.
That old nasty king, Satan, is still around here tonight.
Yes.
And he's looking for somewhere to dwell.
Right.
I sent you tonight in love. Make sure your house is filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I think I got it. Maybe I got it. I felt something. No, but beyond that, it got to the end of experience. That you know. Christ is in you over truth. And he's well on the inside, rooted for the outside, but he's a king to you. And a king of the God established cannot be moved. What do you call it? You're found upon a rock. Found upon a rock. You're not found upon a sinking sand today, now on a sinking sand, but we're found upon a rock. A wise builder did a house on a rock. Rock confession. He is Lord. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Can you believe? Listen for God say here. I'm coming to a close. Look what he's saying here now. Brother, did say that the way you let up when you say that. I'm coming to a close. He said, notice, he said, the very day, listen now. He said, the very day when the messenger, not when he started on, to get them messed up. There are time for preparation. God will prepare him for that ministry. God. Oh, those scoffers, make believers. God's not. I'm gonna be nice here. We got all the spring. I gotta be nice. Let's not tell God thank you. He said, "Listen." He said, "Listen." Not when he thought on, but when he began to declare his message. The first pool, the second pool, prophesying, third pool, opening the word. The mission revealed no more. Listen, there are no higher order to reveal the word than the prophet. What are these old little guys call themselves doing then? On the YouTube, the can of nonsense. What are people be doing? Some of y'all scared, huh? I ain't scared. There are no higher order to reveal the word than the prophets.
brother, I don't want to listen to you. You trying to interpret the word and say this is wrong and that was wrong and he this interpret that he this, said that. I don't listen to you. He said in no high order.
That's right.
To view the word than prophets.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I tell you, what are you doing? Who listen to you? Why should I listen to you?
That's right. That's right.
Show your ministry. Has God vindicated you?
Thank God.
Shall I listen to you? Then if he not the man, then point me to the man. You say he and then they point me to who he is. Point me to the man then. Because Christ got to be fulfilled. But we know in the lead. And the Father said, everybody also tell us, God didn't seek to be certain prophet. That's God's mouthpiece. And the cause of God order. I love God order. I love God order. Because God order always pointed us back to the word. He never changed order. That gives us the assurance to know, hello, that he's a king rooted in a body of flesh again, and a people that call the God, let the God, but it's out that cannot be moved. Cannot be moved. Oh man, oh man. Heavenly God.
Yes,
look what Brother God said, and that's his knowing one at any time.
Amen.
But hold on, turn it off now. Don't turn the internet off. Keep it on. But on the way, the prophet can be vindicated. Is that a word?
Glory! Amen!
Hello?
Hallelujah!
Listen what he said. Oh, well, now, hold on right here. And remember, listen. And the cause, he said, God vindicated the prophet, he said again, that the vindication is that a word. And remember, the third full word, the opening of the seventh seal, to reveal the hidden truth that had been sealed in the word. Do you see it? And it did, listen, and it did in that day when the king, when the thing rather, is to take place, that Jannes and Jambres, the impersonators, you believe?
Yes.
This is the hour he told us, the impersonators. They can rise up. As Jenny is reading, it rose like getting Moses. No, you're not on a holy man. We are holy too. Oh. What are you looking at? Say it right there in the word. They rose out get Moses. Didn't they do it? So he told the word of God told us they're going to do this. Why are you being moved in? Why are you quitting church? Why are you quitting church? God got a God-given Holy Ghost field pastor. Are you leading the church? I'm going back to the Tate ministry. Yes, brother, I'm not pastor. Who told you that? It's in the five-fold ministry. You got to divide. You got to have a pastor. Where you going? God got order. God got order. Where you going? Where you going? What you know? What you know? The word of God told us in this hour. After over in the seal, he told us it can take place. Jannes and Jambres, your spirit is still here, friend. If any in the building tonight, I pray God get you that Holy Ghost and tear you up. Change your way of thinking. Give you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will draw you to the Word. The Holy Ghost will bring you to the Word. It draws.
I got to come to a close here.
Please.
Look what he said. Listen, where did that Nemans and backslidden preachers rose up against Moses? Are you surprised? Well, that's what Donnie, I don't understand. What's going on? We already been enlightened. God don't whisper to us all the little secrets. We are aware of the tactics of the devil.
Glory.
We know his scheme. Because the bride snake gives understanding of the secret quotes of the word and they're full Satan. The revelation of the word is a full Satan. Satan then opposed by the word again all day. But I can plant through the word of the Lord in the kingdom that cannot be moved. Now let me give you something now to do to protect yourself. I ain't said now go move side, Brother Donnie. And some folk, well, I'm going to move to Arizona. I'm going to move to Jacksonville. They need your protection. I guess I'll move down to Florence, South Carolina, Brother Little Fred, and then they need your protection. Go now. Oh, they're nice. Here's what you got to do. Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 11, put on the whole armor of God. You might have had some of your armor laid up in the closet. You better go get it. Polish it up, clean it up, and put it on. We're in for it, remember. The battle already won. The battle already won. He fought the battle and I won. I know he's the same God. Look at what the Bible says. What does the Bible say now? For what? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high. High places. Not there just in the pew, but now he's in the pulpit now. In the high places. High places. You know, I can't leave, you know, so many arrows. So I couldn't fight no more. I'm not necessary enough. Need a Holy Ghost. Need a Holy Ghost. Need a Holy Ghost. When you get a Holy Ghost, it takes over your life. You don't take over it, it takes over your life. It'll bring you subject to the word. Paul said, Romans 8 and 11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is to dwell in you. If it dwells in you. If it dwells in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. In other words, for God said, to bring you subject to the word. And when that happens, full obedience to the word. And tying you to the token. There's a kingdom. And look at Hebrews 12th chapter. I'm closing another door. You know your door got more than one house, right? You have more than one door. Kitchen door, bedroom door, bathroom door, and door. It's only close another door, all right?
let's see. And I'm finishing up again. I'm finishing, come to a close. Again in Hebrew 11, or 12 rather. And 27 verse. And this word yet once more signify that the movement of those things that are shaken as a thing that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably and reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Let me briefly, if I can, share this with you. Because remember, there's a kingdom of Satan. And we're not careful. And we know we live in an hour now. I got to come to a close here. Because do you know that there is a spirit of witchcraft in the land today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Put your head time. There is a spirit of witchcraft already working in this hour.
Yes, sir.
And it comes from a higher order. Which I had time to show you that any kind of witchcraft is also a spirit of sorcery. And the Bible testifies of this sorcery. The whole nation. The witch, that's sorcery.
Amen. Right. Amen.
I wish I had time to show you that even one of the high order, high places on the United States made a statement that Christians' salvation only through the Roman Catholic Church. And he says, the Holy Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and preaches that none of those existing outside the Catholic Church, not only pagans, also Jews, heretics, and schismatics, can ever be partaker of eternal life. But they are to go into eternal fire, which was a fire for the devil and his angels, unless before death they are joined with her. No one, only one to say it, listen, no one let his arm given to thee great at his name. No one, either he pour out his blood for the name of Christ Jesus, can be saved unless they abide within the human, I'm sorry, within the bosom and unity of the Catholic Church. I want you to know, Bellin, please, give me a few more minutes, please. Paul, in his day, had to deal with the same spirit. Oh, God, help us tonight. Do you love him? Paul said in Galatians 3, follow this, please. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Foolish Galatians.
Right.
Oh, foolish. Who hath it with you? That you should not obey the truth. Before who I, Jesus Christ, had then evidently set forth, crucified among you. Who hath it with you? God, help us. There's a spirit of the witchness already, that sorcery. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're open for that spirit. Our brother Paul said to that church in that day, that Galatian church, who hath bewitched you? Because some were turning away from the necessary at all. Ain't that new? Ain't that new here, friend?
That's right.
There's some called day to turn away from the necessary of that day.
Yep.
Paul asked the question, who had to with you? That you should not obey the truth. Oh, God. Y'all get quiet already. Can I dig a little deeper? May I dig a little deeper in your mind? Let me show you. In the book of Acts, let me show you something here. The 8th chapter. I'm skipping some for time's sake. Look, the kingdom cannot be moved. This kingdom that God established in the earth today and the bride cannot be moved.
Right.
Notice now in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, just to give some peace and hold on to, you know, for life. Because there's a spirit in this age. They wish to see that. That's sorcery. Nothing new. What the Bible? And look at Acts 8 chapter. Look what it begins to say here. Begin reading here at its 5th verse. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people, listening with one accord, gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles what he did. For unclean spirit crying out loud voice came out of them that was possessed with them, and then it taken with apostles, and they were lame, were healed, and there was a great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simeon.
Oh.
But listen, the fourth time in the same city used sorcery. And the witch, the people of Samaria. Giving out that himself was a great one. What those spirits are talking to say above Medica 4. Oh, Medica 4, he got that wrong over here. He got that wrong over there. Watch that spirit. That spirit will tell you, it was the sign said. Sign said, you put sign above the vindicated word of God. Oh, foolish. Who else did we choose? To lead not the truth. Oh, my. Listen what it say here. I'm coming to a close. Another door will close. The Bible say, given that himself was a great one. 10th verse. For whom they all gave heed. Somebody will listen to him. I went on delete the cloud. And after a questioning. Who had to wish you? I'm reading the Bible here now. Hello. Listen. God said to him, they had regard. Because for a long time he had to wish them with sorcery. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. But when they leave Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of what? King of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Somebody get ready for baptism tonight. Who ready for baptism tonight? I gotta turn your heart back to the word. One more scripture to prove this the spirit is here in this age. Go to Revelation 18. Show it to you again. This kingdom cannot be moved. It is established by God. Where the kingdom of God, Brother Larry? It was in you.
Yes, so indeed, Holy Ghost dwell in your life. And you cannot be moved. Look at the Bible. Look at the Bible again. Look at it. 18. You can read that 23rd verse. Let me tell you, in case you didn't know, a few months ago, in the high places, there was a man that would claim that he had found a bone of Peter. And it got in a box. They had on YouTube in a box. Maybe some of y'all television. Brother Don don't know if you got in the closet, but anyway, he's on. It was known in the newspaper. They claimed that they found a bone of Peter. And it had his bones. They called it relics. And a famous person of year 2013 had that relics of Peter, they say, in the box. And they are doing all kind of things with it. It's called, they're worshiping that box. It's claiming they're Peter's bones. Father God said Peter was never in Rome.
That's right.
Well, I guess it's I need a real word for this hour. Hello? But in some of you should know that whenever there are dead near bones, then worship, we know that it's a satanic act. I'm talking in high places. I'm being nice, but I ain't calling no name here. But in high places, the bone of Peter, for the first time in history, and now it said they got Peter bones, and now they got a head on a box, sitting on a podium there, and they're worshiping those bones, claiming the bones of Peter. And whenever they're dead in their bones, they're worshiping, it's an act of sorcery. And what, how close it is, right to us tonight. The Bible tells us, read the scripture, we're going home. Revelation 18, 23rd verse. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thou nurturest were the great men of the earth for thy doubts. We're some nation. How can that be, Pastor Nichols? It already taking place right now. In the famous person of 2013, even to 2014. I just read an article just a few minutes ago. And so you join with her, they tell you, you're burning in a lake of fire. What are they doing? Bewitching the people. That's sorcery. All nation. But it's all nation. In the Bible? For that sorcery will all nations deceived. Thank God for a kingdom that cannot be moved. Said in the next spiritual home, he said, potentially the kingdom of God is in the earth now, in the heart of his saints. Hallelujah. He said, it's his attributes that he's again in the beginning. Now his attributes is redeemed. What he waiting to redeem the earth to set his attributes in to fulfill exactly his predestinated plan. Tell neighbor the kingdom cannot be moved. So neither, this kingdom cannot be moved. You got to pray to love the Lord. say, St. Luke 17, oh, sorry, St. Luke 12, fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. Any of your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
The Lord. Aren't we grateful to be a part of that kingdom? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's just bow our heads together for a moment, if you would. Maybe there's somebody in this place tonight that you're not really a part of that kingdom. Maybe you come to church here, you go to Brother Fred's church, Brother Larry's church, maybe you've streamed the service tonight from wherever in different parts of the world. And maybe you believe this is right, but you're not really part of that kingdom. There's only one way that you can be a part of this kingdom. That's not join this church. Even accepting Brother Branham as a prophet will not bring you into the kingdom. Only Jesus can bring you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that would like to be remembered in prayer? Just raise your hand to God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful tonight, Lord. It was not the apostles that established this kingdom. It was not the prophets, but it was you. And we are so grateful that it is a kingdom of God. It can never perish. It will never pass away. Lord, you saw the hands of the people that were uplifted tonight. You know what was beneath that hand. Those that have streamed this service, those that will go back and hear it, may the presence of God, I pray, deal with their hearts. There's some who attend Happy Valley, or they go to Brother Fred's church, Brother Larry's church, Brother Benny Perry's, Brother Blue, wherever they would go. And they're not a part of that kingdom. May this be the hour of realization. May this be the time that they realize they must be a part of the kingdom. Help us, Lord Jesus. When Nicodemus came to you so many, many years ago, and you told him a mystery in order to shock him, as it were, that a man could not see the kingdom of God except to be born again. Nicodemus was so overwhelmed. He said, how can a man, when he's old, enter the second time into his mother's womb? Lord Jesus, we realize the only way for us to see the kingdom of God is to be born again. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. May the presence of God, I pray, just move among us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, breathe on us tonight as you did the apostles that day when you breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've had several requests for Brother Josh Mullins to sing the song, Walk Around Heaven. I told Brother Fred we'd have him to do it at the end of the service. Brother Fred, if you'd come pray for him. Hallelujah. Let's just rejoice in the Lord now. Our brothers want to sing this song for us. Aren't you glad, so glad, that you have a personal invitation from the King himself to be a part of this great kingdom of God?
you look for me, and I'll be gone. Oh, love. I'm going to a place I'll have nothing to do but just walk around. To heaven, I'll sing and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. My mother will be waiting.
After I heard that brother play that harp last night, I thought, I'd say he'd give David a pretty tough time. Hearing some of this singing going on, you're saying, wow. I figure there'll be a little bit more to do than just walk around, don't you? You may know the singing and worshiping and praising and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We just so, so appreciate each of you coming. All of our visitors that have, you've just been such a blessing to us. Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon, Brother Chisholm will be preaching over Brother Bill Yonce over at his church tomorrow evening. So we want to remember that, those of you that can go. Well, one more service. Amen. It's been good, isn't it? Praise be to God. Thank the Lord. I can't imagine what kind of place heaven is really going to be. Because we realize heaven is not just for whites. It's not just for blacks. It's not just for Hispanics or Chinese. But can you imagine a place for all of those people who are saved by the grace of God? Live in such a wonderful world. I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but I know one thing. I'm going to be there by God's grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Want to please pray for my sister in Columbia. She just suffered a heart attack. Pray for the Lord to give her body, her healing and salvation. Let's pray for this right now. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of this wonderful service tonight, Lord Jesus, this request that has been turned in for this lady in Columbia. Dear God, do you see this heart attack that she's had? Not only that, but her heart's not ready to meet you. So, Father, we pray for her in a twofold way tonight. For salvation, oh God, that she can be able to make peace with you, Lord. And then for the healing of her body. Oh, Jesus, we believe what we've heard tonight, Father, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know you love to display your power in the time of distress and trouble. Move for her, I pray, Lord. We pray that you'd go with us now, dear God. Bring us back in the morning at the appointed time. We'll look forward once again to hearing from you, singing and worshiping and magnifying your name. Go with your children now, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Service in the morning at 11 o'clock. Come expecting the Lord to move again. And we've had the first pull and the second pull. I guess we'll have the third pull in the morning. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. Amen. Actually, Brother Diggs brought to us part of the third pull last night. And Brother Larry brought us part of the third pull tonight. So I don't know what we're going to have in the morning. But we certainly just look forward to it. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing together. I'm going to keep pressing on as we get ready to go. Be careful as you leave the parking lot, please. Watch your children and watch others that are around you. Amen. Go in the fear of God. I'm going to keep pressing on. Pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing.
Satan, I prove you a liar again. I've got to keep pressing on and on and on, pressing on. Little bride, keep pressing on.
side. Cause ain't no need for you to go on. Why do you even try? Even if there was a rapture in heaven, you'll never make it in. Why don't you just say, Satan, watch me prove you a liar again. I've got to keep